And now we've seen this pattern before. The apparent security of government, particularly the U.S. government, attracts investors willing to lend at favorable interest rates. Government entities tempted by the easy money use it to finance public works projects, essentially using borrowed funds to eventually drive the operating budget of the entire government entity. This has happened in American cities, in publicly backed utilities. In many ways, the real estate bubble that exploded in 2008 and practically brought down the entire global financial system stemmed from mortgage-backed securities guaranteed by the federal Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, able to be rated as though they were as reliable as treasury bills themselves. But when it all unraveled, well, we know the result. Detroit's current bankruptcy troubles are the result of easy money and a declining tax base for a city in industrial decline. We take up now the curious case of Puerto Rico. It's something of a hybrid, currently experiencing the same economic decline of a Detroit, but it also benefits from the economic crutch of being a federally supported U.S. territory. So when Puerto Rico borrows, it looks as though its debt may be backed by the U.S. Treasury. $70 billion in debt right now, an economy mired in recession, and a population seemingly making a quick exit. 1.5% of the population departed for the United States between 2010 and 2012. What's going on? Ingrid Vila is chief of staff to Puerto Rico's governor, Alejandro García Padilla. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So I imagine this looks a bit like an emergency from where you sit in Puerto Rico, even though Americans, generally speaking, don't know a lot about it.
Well, what we're facing in Puerto Rico right now, and we have to put in context, this is an administration that started January 2013. At the point where we inherited a debt in our budget of almost $2,200 million, and we had a problem, obviously, in terms of our economic growth. We have an issue with our central pension system and fiscal situations that had not been addressed in the past. What we have done in the 11 months that we have been in office, we have handled this head on, addressing the most ambitious reform in a pension system that I think has been executed in the past years and probably historically, even taking into consideration states of the United States. And we have reduced our debt burden in our current fiscal year from the $2,200 million, which I mentioned, to $800 million. And we have a fiscal plan that is heading to resolve that fiscal debt in the next 2 years. So comparisons to other cities, to other states, to other situations should not be made in this case for several reasons. First of all, Puerto Rico is quite different, like you mentioned. It's a fiscally autonomous commonwealth, and that enables us, obviously, much more flexibility. We don't pay federal income tax on source income. And we have, like I mentioned, flexibility to impose higher taxes vis-a-vis other state counterparts. We are addressing the issues that we are facing. And like we have said in many instances, both locally and in U.S. media, we will solve this situation and Puerto Rico will not be facing any of the issues that you have seen perhaps other cities in the
right.
United States.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of those tax advantages that attracted businesses for a while, not so much lately. And I'm wondering if, and given the fact that 4 out of 5 or an overwhelming majority of mutual funds hold Puerto Rican debt, do you think Puerto Rican debt issues were at one time rated as though they were going to be bailed out by the federal government? They're certainly not rated that way now.
Well, Puerto Rican, we have to correct that, I think, that premise. And it's not, there's no bailing out from the U.S. Treasury. Our debt, the debt that we issue, is backed up by our local Commonwealth resources. And it has been rated that way. All evaluations and all information that has been put forth in terms of the Commonwealth has always been stated that way. So I think that could be a misconception that it has perhaps come out in the media, but it's not a correct statement.
And do you think that the popularity of Puerto Rican debt has fueled a sense of easy money and a temptation to use borrowed money to fund operations in Puerto Rico?
Well, like I mentioned, in the past 10 to 15 years, Puerto Rico obviously issued a considerable amount of debt. to finance public investment in the majority of occasions. The situation we have right now is that obviously Puerto Rico entered into a recession starting in 2006 and has been in that recession in the past 7 years. That obviously has created an issue in terms of generating income in the Commonwealth. That's why since day one we have been promoting and putting forth an economic development plan, which we have been quite successful in the past 11 months, precisely to jumpstart our economy again. As you probably know, there was a Section 936, which allowed U.S. Companies to establish themselves here and have certain incentives for that establishment. That structure basically expired or was eliminated in the late 90s, and that obviously caused an exit of a considerable amount of jobs in Puerto Rico. We're in the process of reestablishing our industrial base, reinjecting investment in Puerto Rico to jumpstart our economy again, and that will definitely get us into the next phase of the Puerto Rican economy.
There are financial observers who liken Puerto Rico to a sort of a Greece in terms of its relationship with the United States. There's a dependence there. You can't declare bankruptcy because you're a territory in the way that Detroit can. What do you think the solution is here? Some sort of austerity program which brought people into the streets in Greece? Or is it some sort of aid program, some kind of federal assistance program that's going to ease your way out of this?
No, I think neither. Obviously, we have a very good relationship with the current Obama administration and with the federal government. And we have established working groups to maximize the utilization of federal funding and federal funding that is available for Puerto Rico, make sure that we're getting all those federal funds, obviously to promote economic development, like I mentioned. Puerto Rico is, like I mentioned, and you know, a commonwealth. And our debt, obviously, Puerto Rico has in its constitution, it establishes that public debt is constitutionally protected and is the first claim on Commonwealth resources. So the situation in Puerto Rico is quite different. That's why I think comparisons should not be made even with other countries or states or cities.
All right. Ingrid Vila is the chief of staff to Puerto Rico's Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla, talking about the debt crisis in Puerto Rico. Ingrid Vila, thanks so much.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.